there is still goodness, and your grace and your mercy have brought us through. We thank you for the opportunity to continue to be church and continue to lift your name on high and to glorify and praise your name. So speak now, Lord God, for we are listening. Speak, God, for we want to hear from you. And Holy God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength. You are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. My sermon title today is The Priority of Jesus. The Priority of Jesus. One could say the priorities of Jesus, because certainly Jesus had several priorities. I read this reflection that is titled Trapped in an Elevator, Elderly Nun Turns to Prayer. While staying alone in her convent, an 85-year-old Catholic nun got trapped inside a broken elevator for 4 nights and 3 days. Can you imagine? She tried pushing the inside elevator door, but the electricity went off. She had her cell phone with her, but there wasn't a signal. Fortunately, she had carried a jar of water, some celery sticks, and a few cough drops into the elevator. At first, she said to herself, "This can't happen." But then she decided to turn her elevator into a personal prayer retreat. It was either panic or pray, she later told an interviewer for CNN. She started viewing the experience as a gift. "I believe that God's presence was my strength and my joy. Really," she said, "I felt God's presence almost immediately. I felt like he provided the opportunity for a closer relationship." One writer says, when we seek in the face of God, we ought to see the face of God every morning before we see the face of mankind. Meeting God again. One writer says, when I go to a place where God has met me before, a Gilgal place, I often find he meets me again. God will meet us again and again when we go to God in prayer. And one other writer says, getting alone with God. As soon as you are really alone, you are with God. As soon as you're really alone, you are with God. Yes, and my sermon title is The Priority of Jesus. Priority comes from the word prior, which means to come before something else. A priority is the concern, the interest or desire that comes before all others, before everything. The fact or condition of being regarded or treated as more important. And Jesus' first priority was prayer. We read in the text this morning. Jesus' first priority was prayer. We read in Matthew 1:35, "In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed." And we've seen it through the gospel, Jesus getting up early in the morning and praying. And if Jesus has to make prayer his priority, friends, shouldn't we? Jesus had prayer. One writer says, how much prayer meant to Jesus? It was not only his regular habit, but his resort in every emergency, however slight or serious. When perplexed, he prayed. When hard-pressed by work, Jesus prayed. When hungry for fellowship, Jesus found it in prayer. Jesus chose his associate and received his message upon his knees. If tempted, he prayed. If criticized, he prayed. If fatigued in body or wearied in spirit, he had recourse to his one unfailing habit of prayer. Prayer brought him unmeasured power at the beginning and kept the flow unbroken and undiminished. There was no emergency, no difficulty, no necessity, no temptation that would not yield to prayer. And if Jesus needed to pray, then we must pray. Amen. We also need to pray. Not to have someone always pray for us. We must pray for ourselves. Prayer is communication with God. It is conversation with God. And God wants to speak to all of us. Prayer is the key to the heart of God. Songwriter says, there is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Prayer. And oftentimes when you're going through difficult times, you realize how important prayer is, don't you? Sometimes in good times, we don't always see it and feel and know it. We know we pray, we give God thanks. But when we are going through difficult times, we can know how much prayer is. It is good to know that people are praying for you, but you have got to pray for yourself. As many of you know that I do have a brother who is not well and who is in the hospital and really fighting for his life, if it's God's will for him. And I know there are many that are praying for us, praying for my family, praying with us. But I have found comfort on my knees before God, my knees, where I could cry to God, pray to God, seek God's face. I could not be able to stand up week for week and talk about the goodness of God or do what I have to do without prayer. Some folks may think that, oh, you're so strong. It's not true. It is the strength of the Lord through the Holy Spirit, and all of us who have gone through know that. It is the strength of the Lord through the Holy Spirit that brings us through, bringing me through and my sister and my niece through. It is prayer, and it's our prayer time with God, right? Our own prayer time with God. And let me tell you, during this period and things that I have told other people, it's always easy to tell other people what to do until it happens to you again, right? So always tell other people. And now, you know, my phone is always next to me. Rarely do I ever not hear the phone. It could be 3 a.m. But now when my phone rings, I say a prayer. Lord, because you know when you get an early morning phone call, it is different from any other phone call, isn't it? Or late at night. I'm praying, God, bring me through. Whatever it is, Lord God, help me. Always praying. Learning from Jesus to pray. And learning at the feet of my mother to pray. Praying to everything. And we have a great example. I didn't come up with this by myself. We have a great example in Jesus Christ who prayed, made prayer his priority. Friends, I encourage you, whatever you're going through, make prayer your priority. And the second of Jesus' priorities was that he, Jesus, took care of the people. Jesus heal the sick. But you notice before he would do anything, he would pray. We read in scripture that Simon Peter's mother was ill. Amen? Simon Peter's mother was ill, and Jesus, as busy as he was on in his ministry, he went to the house, and he asked them to bring her to him. And he went to her, and the Bible tells us that he took her by the hand, he lifted her up, and he healed her. Jesus always have us on his mind. Not only did he do that, they said that evening at sunset, they brought to him all the sick or the possessed with demons, and he healed them. Jesus, our praying Savior, always has us on our mind. And we could always go to him in prayer for healing, spiritual healing, physical healing, emotional healing. We can go to God in prayer. There are many of us who are look well and we are walking around with hands and feet, but if truth be told, we are spiritually hurting and emotionally broken. But Jesus will heal us. And the Bible tells us that the whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured many people who were there with various diseases. Jesus took the time to heal, and he did it then, and he does it now, and he will always do it. We can call on him. Do we always get the healing the way we think we ought to? No, we don't. There are times when God says, not now, not this way, but ultimately we're always healed. God can heal our bodies and when we're in pain and sickness, and bring us home to be with him. Heal us for eternity. Or God can heal us here on earth and rise us up, right? Raise us up to be a mount and give us more time like he gave Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a king of Israel who was very sick. And they said he turned his face towards the wall and he prayed to God to give him more time. And God gave him 15 more years. God can heal you and give you more time or bring us home. But Jesus' second priority was always to take care of those who were sick and broken. And his third priority was to what? To spread the gospel, the good news of the gospel. Scripture tells us that when the disciples were looking for him and he was there in prayer, he answered, he said, and they asked him, "Where have you been? Everyone is looking for you." He answered, he says, "Let us go to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also. For this is what I have come for." Amen. Jesus had come to save souls, to spread the good news of the gospel. And that's what he would do. And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. So whatever order you want to put it in, the first priority of Jesus was always to pray, to seek the will of God for his life and to seek the will of God for our lives. We must pray to God and seek God. We are reminded, and Jesus had a great connection with God, for certainly Jesus was God in flesh. And we see that in Isaiah. We are reminded that when we pray to God, we have to wait upon God. The prophet Isaiah tells us, "But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength." In prayer, there are times we have to wait for God a long time. Sometimes it's a short time. Sometimes it's right away, friends. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. All right? How do we renew our strength? We renew our strength through prayers and supplication. That's how we renew our strength, through prayers and supplication. Amen? On our knees before God, we renew our strength. And when we get up off our knees, our problem may not be solved, but we feel renewed and revived. Right? So those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. We renew it through prayer and supplication. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. What does that mean? You see, an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading its wing and taking them up and carrying them on its wings. So God is taking care of his people like an eagle takes care of its young. Amen? Like an eagle. We all know that footprints, that lovely poem, The Footprints, when the man could not walk anymore, when he normally saw two footprints in the sand, that Jesus was walking next to him through the problem, and then at one point when things were so bad in his life, he saw one footprint. And when he asked Jesus why was there only one footprint, Jesus said, because what? I was what? Carrying you on eagle's wing. God has carried many of us on eagle's wing, right? When we can't carry ourselves, when we can't get up, God will carry us on eagle's wing. And so we'll mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And how do we do that? How do we run and not get weary? And how do we walk and not get faint? We must trust in the Lord. Only way we are going to do that is to trust in the Lord when we can't figure it out ourselves. There's a song that we have in the hymnal that goes like, it says, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm going to get the tune in my head here in a minute. And it's one of our main hymnal. And I think it goes like this. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. Now, my brothers and sisters, church, will you trust in the Lord? Church, will you trust in the Lord? Church, will you trust in the Lord till you die? Church, will you trust in the Lord? Church, will you trust in the Lord? Church, will you trust in the Lord till you die? And I want to leave you with one last verse. I'm going to stay on my bended knees. I'm gonna stay on my bended knees. I'm gonna stay on my bended knees till I die. I'm gonna stay on my bended knees. I'm gonna stay on my bended knees. I'm gonna stay on my bended knees till I die, oh, till I die. Amen. We're gonna trust in the Lord. We're gonna stay on our bended knees before God no matter what. We are going to do that until he calls us home. Amen, friends? We're going to make prayer our priority, not just through the pandemic, not now, but always and forever. Amen.